May the peace of Jesus keep our hearts and minds at rest, living and dwelling on God's faithfulness. Amen. Well, my dearest family, I've some potentially interesting news. I confess I've been a bit hamstrung by the whole rapture issue. How difficult it is to write music, get my voice in order and play, when I feel like any moment I could be going home. I sympathize with those who have had this very same issue. And in struggling with it, I realized I've been more than a little bit smug about being able to create when the time could be upon us. So for days now, I've not been able to do much except pray, which is good because that's what we need to be doing, and work with our dear community members. They are growing and blossoming so beautifully. We are so blessed to have these souls here. They are all mature and know their calling, something very enviable to those of us who struggled for so long on what God has called us to do. Golly, it almost took me, well, it took me about 40 years to figure out, finally get in the right groove. Wasted a lot of time in my youth. But moving along, one of the beauties of being in a community is the mutual love and care that we have for each other. When I hit a brick wall and call for prayer, things change very rapidly. And all of us see gifts in one another which the Lord cultivates. This is a place where gifts are honored and ministries are born. Many have suffered much in other places where they were suppressed because of political pressures in the church or a controlling spirit. The Lord has truly given us a love and a freedom to exercise the gifts He's given each one, and we call on those gifts every day. Of course, we all make mistakes, but if we're not allowed to make mistakes, how can we possibly grow? I am so happy with the souls here. They are hard-working and hard-praying and really applying themselves to their particular gifts. Dear family, we really need one another. We need the body ministering to the body. And how tragic it is when jealousy arises between Christians. It terribly defeats the spiritual health of all. Lord God, please give us the gift of cherishing your presence and your gifts in one another. Amen. And to follow up on that thought, one of our community family had a dream about New York being bombed in September, very specifically, September. Our core group discerned this dream to possibly be from the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you what it did for me. Going back to my struggles with when we'll be taken, truly I've been dead in the water and frustrated to the point of not being able to make music or anything. But the Lord has made it clear that an event such as that will be immediately preceding the rapture of the church. In other words, if I put two and two together, I have until September, perhaps, to work on the songs He's given me. And to be with my family, to be with my spiritual family, you included, the very thought of it, that it might be true, lifted a huge burden off my shoulders, and my motivation came back in a heartbeat. Of course, that does not mean it's written in concrete. As you well know, prayer changes things. And just because there's some kind of event in September doesn't mean the rapture will happen on the heels of it. When the Lord says He is at the door, metaphorically, I look back on the 70s when many thought He was coming and see time from then until now. And if it's been that many years, surely a few more months or so is still within the perspective of being at the door. And if I'm wrong and He comes for us sooner, what a lovely surprise. At least He will find me joyfully working. Now, here is something funny. 4 days ago, He said I had enough time to finish 3 songs. What is ironic about this is that for the past 3 days, every morning I wake up with the start of a song, lyrics included. This is new, but today no new song, so I will apply myself to the other three. And the last song was a healthy chiding about questioning him. The lyrics began, "You say that you believe, but you still question. I'm waiting just to see that faith in action. You say you live by faith, and yet you reason. I'm longing for that fruit to come in season." Just a little chide about having faith and trusting. But to slightly change the subject, we are coming up on Holy Week, and the Lord longs for us to keep him company as we remember what he has suffered for us. Of course, his suffering is far from over. He will suffer as long as there is just one soul with a tear on their cheek. I believe that is why he made it a point to say that he will wipe every tear from our eyes. There shall be no more weeping, no more sorrowing. How beautiful. I have a poster of the Shroud of Turin that I've been meditating on. It is truly beastly, the way the Lord was scourged, front and back. In the shroud image, you can see the stripes and the areas where pieces of flesh were torn out. He suffered this for us, beloved, for you, for me, for the drunk on the corner, the homeless man asleep next to the street. Each one of us meant so much to him. He was willing to suffer for the lowliest one. We may be in for a ride as global currency reset is taking place during these weeks. And just to give you a heads up, on YouTube, there are a series of YouTubes entitled The Restored Republic. And these are some updates on things that are happening behind the scenes that could be helpful, especially if there's a media blackout for 10 days. I don't trust dates anymore or even warnings there's going to be a blackout. Although when they did warn us of that before, we noticed there were blackouts in different cities around the country at different times. And I believe that was part of the operation to liberate children from the underground tunnels, and also had to do with arresting some key figures. I don't trust dates, but it seems like there will be some kind of media blackout and perhaps an electrical grid changeover from conventional sources to Tesla sources in Texas. This is supposed to happen this next week, or sometime maybe in April. There have been so many changes to the dates when changes promised by President Trump will take place, that I don't trust anything except wait and see. In any case, some very significant events may take place during this coming week, which is Holy Week, and also with the currency reset. It could be stormy, but please trust in the Lord and hang on. There's a link under this message in the description of this message to that particular YouTube series called The Restored Republic. Okay. Donald Trump is our president and working behind the scenes with the military to rout out the corruption. Sometimes dates are given for events, but then they do not happen. To explain that, understand that part of the art of war is to keep the enemy guessing and flush out the traitors. So please be patient with our president. What is going on behind the scenes is stranger than fiction, and when it comes out, people will be utterly shocked. In the meantime, try to keep your eyes on the Lord and expect good things to happen. Patience is key here. Lord Jesus, have you anything to add? Jesus began, "You did ask me to speak clearly to you, beloved, so I want to tell and encourage you that patience plus faith is key. Yes, what is going on behind the scenes, even the most out-of-the-box thinkers are going to be shocked. But those of you who rest your head on my bosom, you have the peace that others are lacking. Hold on to that and continue to pray for your nation as this draining of the swamp in not only America, but also in the whole world is taking place. The swamp dwellers are desperate to upset the order of things because they are being exposed, prosecuted, and yes, executed almost on a daily basis. This is how extensive and far-reaching the corruption has been. No longer are drugs the most expensive commodity, but human beings have become the new gold mine for criminals. Do not let your children out of your sight for 1 second. There are those who are stalking them. And as a mother, I would like to suggest to you that you belt them into a shopping cart so they can't just be snatched. Jesus continued, "It will not be much longer before everything comes to the surface. Your president is working with my Holy Spirit to prepare the people. Were the public to know all at once what has been exposed, some would not survive the experience. This must be done with great wisdom, and I ask you, my dear ones, please do not criticize the prophets that have said Donald would win. The truth is he did win, but is allowing the swamp dwellers to expose themselves. What is not commonly known is that President Trump, his staff, and the military are cooperating and still in command behind the scenes. They are allowing for certain things to be seen and interpreted in a way that will keep the public calm. For instance, the 6,000 immigrant children coming into America from the border of Mexico are not just immigrant children. They are those who have been liberated from the tunnels." I would like to digress here a bit and say that the operations by the Space Force to liberate trafficked children is tremendous and has gone all around the world, including Antarctica. This industry of trafficked children is number two behind illegal drugs. Dear ones, what I have seen crushes the soul. How could something so horrendous happen on this earth? Even the soldiers who have rescued these children are horrified and break down crying when they see what has been done to them to extract adrenochrome. It is truly sickening. Jesus continued, "Please do not stop praying. This Holy Week promises to be very important for you and the nation. Continual prayers are needed to lift up the nation and protect the plan that is unfolding. The best place for you to be, my brides, is in my arms, praying for the world, that souls would not be lost. I am holding back some of the worst things that could have happened because of your faithful prayers. You will not know until heaven the great extent of good you have done by your prayers, but you can gauge what good is being done by the opposition you encounter when you go into prayer. The enemy truly has tried to throttle and take you off course daily because your prayers are wreaking havoc to the kingdom of darkness. Be faithful, then, my brides. Stay very, very close to me and rededicate yourselves to prayer during this Holy Week, offering me fasts and love offerings. Keep me company in my passion. Stay riveted on me and pray. Together we will get through all that will come this week. My love for you leaves me no rest until I can have you home with me forever."